got it. Top of the town.
Top of the town. Top of the town.
From the heart of London town, this is Leslie Mitchell saying welcome to all our towns at home and in the Commonwealth. Our guests this evening are Sally Ann Howes, Alma Warren and Kirk Stevens, who join our own Joan Sims, George Mitchell's town criers, and Stanley Black, his piano and his concert orchestra. And since this is the last program in the present series, it is with mixed feelings that we view the approach of the end, the absolute end. In short, ladies and gentlemen, Terry Thomas.
How do you do? Trust I find you in the best of spirits and thoroughly enjoying yourself now. Good show. Well, now, this being the last of the pleasant series at Top of the Town, we thought it would be rather a nice gesture to pay our respects to the township of Finchley. We've singled out Finchley for this honour because out of all the famous people who've been born in that salubrious area, there is one I admire more than any other. Can you guess? That's right, me. No, it's a fact. That's where I come from, honestly. Tell me, have you ever been at Finchley? Or in Finchley? Or on Finchley, for the matter? First odd experience, actually. However, I thought in the circumstances I'd start off by telling rather a dirty story, or to be more precise, the story of my life. Well, to start, I was born at quite an early age, actually. I remember the occasion quite well. My birthday happened on the same day, actually. I'll say that my parents brought me up very, very strictly. Terribly strictly. But really, I mean, they wouldn't allow me to go out with girls until I was six. No, honestly. Not even platonically, whatever that means. Just to give you an idea how strict they were, I recall at the age of seven tearing my best trousers. Couldn't help it. I tore them on some barbed wire on my way into a dog meeting, actually. Well, my mother was livid. Of course, she told me to go upstairs and take them off and mend them myself. I could have mended them with them on, I suppose, but that's another story altogether. Well, after a while, she came upstairs, saw the trousers lying on the bed, but not me. I wasn't there. I'd gone, actually. You probably guessed that. I'll tell you where I went one day, but not tonight. So she came steaming down the stairs, saw the cupboard door in the hall open, and shouted, "Are you mucking around in there with your trousers on?" Without your trousers, I should say, and your trousers off. And a voice replied, "No, lady, I'm just reading a meter." It's rather a pity. Soon after that, I was sent to school, and that's where I really came into my own. I think I can say with all modesty that I was about the most popular chap at Burton.
At Burton?
That's right, Leslie. Burton.
But, Terry, Burton is a girls' school.
Really? No wonder I was so popular.
Well, thank you very much, Terry. I imagine you must know Finchley pretty well.
Well, I wouldn't say well, Leslie.
Well, you know it well anyway, wouldn't you?
No, I'd say very well.
Oh. Well, mind if I ask you some questions?
No, not at all.
Well, now, Tallyho Corner. How did that get its name? Did the Finchley Hounds meet there?
Oh, no. We used to meet in the saloon bar.
No. I meant the canine, huh? Then, anyway, why is Tally-Ho Corner so called?
Well, it's funny you should ask me that. Yes, I remember. A certain bookmaker used to have one of his street representatives stationed on that corner. And one day...
Here, you. I want a word with you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Ho.
This lolly you give me don't cover the amount of the betting slips.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
I've added them up and they don't tally, see?
Don't what?
Tally.
Ho.
Really, Terry, you don't expect me to swallow that explanation, do you?
You don't believe me?
No.
Ho.
Tell me, what of Finchley's activities can you tell us about?
Well, there's the Finchley and District Society of Philatelists.
Are stamp collecting.
Really? Is that what they are?
Well,
no. But I believe some of the members are very keen.
Say, Hubert.
Yes, Liz?
You ain't half late getting home tonight.
Sorry, Liz. I was on some more stamps. Got them too, look.
Oh, Bert. Smashing. How much are they worth?
Oh, I reckon this lot of stamps will fetch about 50 nicker.
Bert, you are clever. Did you have much of a job getting hold of them?
Did I? Blimey, freaking murder cake in them post office safes.
Well, it sounds the most interesting occupation.
Yes, 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 Leslie. But that gentleman is now in jail, which only goes to show.
To show what?
Philately will get you nowhere.
Oh. Thank you. Well, personally, I would prefer the activities of the local amateur dramatic society, the cradle of great acting, where one man in his time plays many parts. First the infant mewling and puking in his nurse's arms.
Oh, yes, yes, we don't have that. Sounds disgusting. Oh. Yes, yes. Very amateur. But don't forget the work that's done behind the scenes, the hard-working stage managers, who even prompt and act as well, and do anything.
I say, you stagehand fellow.
Me?
Yes, I've got to go on during the next scene, so I wonder if you'd mind taking over the prompting for me for a moment, Mr.
Sludge. Herbert Sludge. What you want me to do, eh?
Well, just follow the lines in this book as we say them, and if we forget them or go wrong, you tell us.
If you go wrong, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Right.
The curtain's just going up.
Helena! Helena, where are you, Helena?
Here I am, Charles.
Oh, thank heaven. I thought I'd lost you, my darling.
No, no, my sweet. It was just that I was in the, prompt. Bathroom.
Wrong.
Yes, yes, yes. And while we are delving into history, I might mention that Dick Turpin was well known in Finchley at one time.
Oh, yes, of course. Wasn't that when he was hiding from the Redcoats?
Yes, but the residents quite rightly refused to harbour him.
Let's try this in. I'll throw some pebbles at the window. Dick Turpin, will you give us some shelter for the night?
Who's that down there with you?
Black Bess.
Are you married?
Don't be ridiculous, woman. Black Bess is a mare.
I don't care what she is. You can't say your initial marriage. Sure.
Leslie, you know, I've just been thinking, Stanley's a great band leader. You know, I'm sure his boys would be lost without him.
Oh, yes, but Terry, haven't I read somewhere or heard somewhere recently that bands can do without their band leaders?
Have you really?
Somewhere.
I can't remember. It's a moot point in any case. I mean, some perhaps, but not the Stanley Black Orchestra. I mean, they're quite dependent on him being in front of them to,
Wave his arms about.
Exactly. And I think he does it very pretty.
Prettily?
Yes, prettily as well. You know, there's more to it than that, though. They have to use their personality, these chaps, you know.
Why, for any special reason?
Yes, well, the ladies like it.
Well, I must say that's an excellent reason. I can't think of a better.
Yes. It sometimes works out rather badly for the girl, the escort. I mean, listen to this chap, for instance. I've got it now. I haven't heard it for 25 years. She used to love me until I took her to the club. She used to love me, but now my very word she'll snub. She loved his music, but she preferred him off the stand. Now why did she fall for the leader of the club? After all, she didn't know him from Adam. We took a table. Far from the titles and the music, she was able to lure him over for a drink. She can't stand Coco, so I shall never understand.
Why did she fall for the leader of the band?
You had a falling.
Well, Teddy, I do hope it's not always like that.
You mean the club?
No, your voice.
Sorry.
Anyway, I suppose the band leaders are bound to be popular chaps.
Well, naturally, that's why clubs have them. Mm. You know, I know a club where the head waiter used to take people to the leader of the band.
Really?
I mean, the moment they set foot on the place.
Come along. Come along, monsieur. Let me take you by the hand. Through these tables here. Up to the man. Excuse me, madame. Up to the man. Pardon, monsieur. Who's the leader of the band? Such a handsome figure ahead. But if you think his presence makes a difference to their tempo, come on and hear. Come on and hear. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Well, I remember after that Terry, perhaps we should get back to gag time, do you think?
Oh, well, if you insist, yes. No, Leslie.
Yeah?
Band leaders not only stand in front of a band and waggle a twig.
A twig?
Yes, exactly, you know. They can do other things. They're singers, too. And in this way, they very often bring a ray of sunshine to their proceedings.
Tonight I mustn't think of her. No more memories. Sweetheart, tonight I must forget music. Maestro, please.
How do you like my Ray?
Well, it didn't sound a bit like Ted to me.
No, the other Ray.
Oh, yes, of course, Ray Millington. Yes, Ellington.
Rotter.
Right.
Now, look, then just...
Well,
everybody's at it tonight. Then there's the other chap who's practically never on the stand. You know, he wanders amongst the customers with his fiddle, singing into their cringing earlobes. Huh? You know the sort of thing, I'm sure you do.
Playa, Fidel, playa, playa, my loved one, a melody, playa, for my love, while it lasts in my blood. Violins and large gins are the cure for my tragedy. Play, Fidel, play, for my love.
Yes, well, from that I do see it must be quite an asset for a band leader to play an instrument as well.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I know one who plays the piano and sings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very often at the same time.
Really?
See if you can recognize this one, Leslie.
I want to hear it again. I want to hear it again. The old piano blues, yeah. We're sitting at the pep right, my sweetie and me. Pushing on the pedals, making sweet harmony. When we hear rink-a-tick and we hear pink-a-pink, we got closer, it seems. And while we kiss, kiss, kiss away our cares, the player's playing the piano, raz-a-taz-a-taz. I want to hear it again. I want to hear it again. The old piano blues.
Leslie, after that, you must agree that it's a great asset to be a musician.
Well, I suppose no band leader should ever be without one.
Yes. Cut it short. Yes, incidentally, it was Leslie. Incidentally, Leslie, tell me, have you ever heard Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo?
No.
No?
Well, believe me, it's delightful. I play the piccolo.
Do you? Well, I play an instrument, too. I'm playing tonight at the Burns Night Supper. Just a simple gesture from a Scot who's read the English adaptation of Robbie Burns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm playing... Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner on the bagpipes. Actually, I play the trombone as well.
And I play the trumpet, you know, Teddy, and Tony Mercer plays the tuba.
Really, Joe? Well, it strikes me we're all jolly good musicians, eh?
Of course we are, Terry.
I am a fine musician, I practice every day, and people come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet. Tra-tra-ta-da-tra-tra-tra-tra-tra.
My name is Tony Mercer and I get lots of pay, 'cause people throw me pennies every time I play. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Oompa, 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 oompa,
oompa, oompa, oompa, oompa,
oompa. I am Leslie Mitchell, my music is so gay, and everybody dances when they hear me play. My trombone, they love to hear my trombone. Ma, 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 ma. Oompa, 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 oompa.
Ta ra ta 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 ta.
My name is Terry Thomas, that's what the people say. And all the children follow me when they hear me play. My piccolo, they love to hear my piccolo.
Oompa, 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 oompa.
Come join us
and take a part and join us.
Come join us, let's bend upon a corner.